I'm sitting next to an artist who is actually featured on the front page of the Alt Party website, Glittermouse.
Hello.
Hello. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling pretty good today. I'm slightly lacking in sleep.
That's the usual case here.
That's the usual, anyway. It's what I was expecting.
Yeah.
And I'm pushing through, and yeah. I'm coming out with some stuff that I'm really happy with.
Yeah, I just saw a part of your installation this morning, and it seems like cool. What is it exactly you're doing? You're projecting an image on the wall.
I'm projecting a series of images,
yeah.
And also some video.
Okay, yeah.
And then I'm working with it.
Okay.
As it's moving, so the still images, there's digital photographs,
mm-hmm.
pixel vector graphics,
yeah.
And they're sort of fading in and out of each other.
Yeah.
And then the video comes in over the top,
yeah.
And I confuse myself by running around and trying to draw and paint and collage over it as it's moving.
Oh, that is quite confusing too, I guess. It was like, okay, so where am I now? Who am I now? What am I now?
I don't know who's more confused, me or the people watching, trying to work out what the hell I'm doing.
Are you video filming this as well? Or?
Not non-stop, but I'm getting a lot of still images,
yeah.
And I'm getting some video as well. So
yeah,
there will be some documentary.
There will be
evidence.
An extended documentation about this.
That is
cool. And I'm really looking forward to the final product. Approximately when are you?
Well, I think they're going to kick me out tomorrow at about 4.
Okay, so that's basically
keep
when
going until then.
Yeah, going to the end.
I'm used to working in a much smaller amount of time and on a much smaller scale.
Yeah.
When I've done installations like this before, I've done them in nightclubs.
Okay.
So I've had about 5 hours, which has been the extent of the club night, and a smaller wall.
Yeah.
So I sort of hurl myself at it.
Yeah, I mean, this is a quite big area you're covering yourself.
I think I made a bit of a mistake. I think I asked for a 4x4 meter wall on the application, and they gave it to me. I was sort of expecting something much smaller.
Yeah, well, it's cool.
It's a fantastic opportunity, and to have that amount of time as well to work.
Yeah, exactly. And this is your usual day job, or what do you do for a living?
Oh, I do lots of things. I've been teaching art design for 6 years now.
Yeah.
So I do that part time. I've been doing a bit of illustration, digital art. I'm very interested in digital and traditional art and how you can combine them, which is kind of where this work comes from, really.
Yeah, that is cool. And I mean, it very, very well goes in hand with the demo scene overall, because it is a mix of the digital world into the real life stuff and back and forth. So
I think that's what really interests me. It's that point at which the digital information finds a physical incarnation.
Yeah. And who's being interviewed? I'm getting the question from on IRC. Glittermouse, where does that come from? And what is your real name, by the way?
My real name is Annabeth.
Annabeth.
Hello.
Hello.
Where does it come from? Okay, it's a very long, boring story.
The short version.
Short version. The mouse bit. I've been called Mouse ever since I was tiny by my mum. And the glitter bit came about when the email address of Flitter Mouse had already been taken, so I just changed it to a G.
Oh, okay.
And it kind of stuck.
Well, that's usually how it works in that sense, yeah. But it's a good. It's always interesting to hear where people got their nicknames from. I mean, Ziphoid is my nickname, and I basically just improvised by creating it on a randomizer on my and just grabbed it from the Concise English Dictionary.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes you just know, don't you? It's just that works.
Yeah, well, I've been calling myself that for 25 years now, so I'm kind of stuck with it. So.
Yeah, I think you might be.
Yeah, most certainly. We're about to experience the new school music competition soon. Have you been able to see any of the other things here
it's
as
really
well?
Bad, but not at all. I've just been glued, literally, in some cases.
Yeah, you actually cleaned did a mixture of glue and colors and stuff. So
yeah, there was all kinds of mess going on earlier.
Yeah, you were ripping some papers to shreds as well, using. Okay, so I'm really looking forward to
seeing
this.
If anyone's interested in having a look at a previous example of the installation. I've got a video on my website.
The URL is.
It is www.
Yep.
Glittermouse.co.uk.
Of course.
And if you go on the home page, there's links down the side. And if you go on the digital page, then you'll find the projector drawings, and there's a video there. So
cool.
it might make a bit more sense to people.
Yeah, it is a bit. Yeah, it is
now.
A bit hard to do. I mean, the first starting installation they did on stage yesterday, the opening sequence. I don't know. Did you see that at all? Or?
No, we didn't get here till quite late because we flew over from the UK.
Yeah, and that was very odd, especially for the listeners, because it featured live graphics creation on stage while doing suggestive music in the background. So it is a quite hard medium to
kind of lose the whole element of it. When you
yeah,
just get the sound,
a bit sort of like.
Yeah.
But thank you for talking to us over a bit here, and good luck with the installation.
Thank you very much.
Because I will pop by to look at it later on.
It'll be interesting to see how it ends up.
Yeah, and you will get to hear yourself downloadable afterwards with this.
Oh, great.
Anyway, so now, good luck,
thank
and
you.
Keep getting on things.
I will.
Excellent.
Thank you.